on shortwave, AM, FM, and the internet. This is PCJ. Yeah! It's now time for the Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perrone.
Oh, no!
Hello, 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 everyone. Welcome again to the show. It's nice to have you with me for the next 55 minutes. Unless you're superstitious and you say, I don't like 55, I want it to be 54 or 56. Well, the only thing I can say then is you're being difficult. All right, anyway, that's neither here nor there. It's really nice to have you with me because we have quite a few interesting things to get to today. We have a guest coming up on today's show who was here last year at exactly the same time. And we'll tell you a little bit about that in one moment. But first, let's begin right away with a piece of music for a listener that we have in Europe. And I know you're from Europe, but you didn't specify in your email what country. And we wrote back, but you didn't get back to us. So, well, we'll just guess, all right? We'll say, I think it's Italy. I think, because of your name. This is for Umberto, who I believe is in Italy. Umberto, I don't think you could be German. Well, maybe you are. Who knows? Anyway, you are in Europe for sure. Anyway, you wanted to hear something from Laura Pausini. So here's Laura Pausini and Non Sei on the International Happy Station. Non Sei.
Al telefono e appendi al filo ogni speranza mia. Io non avrei creduto mai di poter perdere la testa per te. E all'improvviso sei fuggito via, lasciando il vuoto in questa vita mia, senza risposte ai miei perché. Adesso cosa mi resta di te? La pelle, il respiro di te sul viso, la tua bocca di fragola, non c'è il dolce miele dei tuoi capelli, non c'è che il veleno di te nel cuore, non c'è via d'uscita per questo amore, non c'è, non c'è vita per me più, non c'è, non c'è altra ragione che mi liberi.
Per questo amore non c'è.
profumo della tua pelle, il respiro di te sul viso, la tua bocca di fragola, non c'è il dolce miele dei tuoi capelli.
From Italy, the fabulous Laura Pausini with Non Se, going out to a listener of ours in Europe. We suspect Italy, but you didn't specify in your email. That's going out to you. We'll tell you how, of course, you can get in touch with us a little later on in the show. Well, actually, there's quite a few things that are happening next week. Last year at this time, we were talking about the SW Winterfest. That's the Shortwave Winters Fest that took place, and I say took place, in Culpsville, Pennsylvania. This year, it doesn't take place in Culpsville, but takes place in a place called Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania, some like 10, 15 miles down the road. Anyway, they moved, and Richard Cuff is back. Now, before we get to Richard Cuff, this year is going to be an interesting festival because I will be attending. No, I won't be attending in person. I'll be attending by video link. And we'll be taking part in David Garand's Shortwave Shindig on the Friday evening at 8:30 for maybe 20-25 minutes. And if you want to see what was all that about, don't worry, because I will be posting the video from that video link at the PCJ Media website after it happens. So, we have Richard Cuff standing by. Before we get to him, another song. Here's the Swingle Singers. Yes, I love saying that name. Try to say it three times fast and have a little drink beforehand. The Swingle Singers with Fugue in D minor here on the International Happy Station. Oh, the fantastic Swingle Singers with Little Fugue in D Minor, and we hope you enjoyed that. You're listening to the International Happy Station Show. You can find us at pcjmedia.com. Now, let's move on to our first guest. This is the 24th year of the SWL Fest in Pennsylvania. Now, last year I said Culpeper, Pennsylvania. Well, that's where it was held for 23 years. This year it has moved to a place called Plymouth Meeting, which is 10 miles down the road, or just a few kilometers down the road. Now, why did they move? Well, our special guest today on the program is Richard Cuff, one of the organizers, along with John Figliozzi, to tell us all about it.
We moved approximately 10 miles down the road this year to Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania, still one of the northern suburbs of Philadelphia and adjacent to regional highways, as well as Philadelphia's public transit system. We switched this year in part because the hotel where we'd held the fest had a change of ownership, and they have been going through a renovation and upgrade. And for us to return to that hotel would have required a cost increase. And we felt that ways to identify value and to try to keep the costs reasonable for Fest participants would be worth the slight inconvenience of having to change locations.
Now, this year's festival, I suppose the tone is going to be very different, because in the past 6 months, we've seen a number of stations go off the air and announce cuts that they were going off the air. Was the cuts at the BBC and others, was this a surprise to you as one of the organizers? And have you decided to discuss that this year?
I mean, this continues a trend that started, back in the 1990s, depending on where you want to draw the line. The BBC, of course, was one of the most notable broadcasters to begin a de-emphasis on shortwave back in 2001. July 1st was the date that year where they limited the broadcast specifically targeting North America. And as a result, there's been a gradual de-emphasis on shortwave utilization by broadcasters, including the handful this past year. To some extent, we continue to call the fest the SWL Fest almost out of laziness more than anything else. Over the past several years, we have brought in various topics for discussion that take us beyond the very narrow definition of shortwave that characterized the fest in the early years. This year, for instance, we will have some forums that look at such matters as producing your own programming and how you can use just a simple computer to go ahead and put together a program that could either be podcast, of course, or just aired on pirate radio on shortwave. Such matters as traveling to St. Helena. Joe Buck, one of the longtime Fest participants, actually sailed on the QE2 last year from Cape Town, South Africa, and St. Helena was one of the ports of call. And that was a big thing for St. Helena, and for Joe to be someone who knew of St. Helena via the Radio St. Helena broadcasts, it'll be an interesting way to see St. Helena through a slightly different lens than we normally think of it. So there, in some ways we become more of a, it's more of a history or a look at the role that shortwave has had over the years. However, the thing that still remains the same is that radio as a medium is still an important medium for many of us. And whether or not it's shortwave or delivered over the internet or even over local community radio, that creates creative opportunities and some interesting areas that we'll be talking about over the fest.
Do you think that as an example, you were just mentioning this a moment ago, the name of the fest is the SWL Fest. Do you think that maybe keeping that name gives the wrong image to people that may not know about it, and they'll hear the name and go, well, I don't want to participate because it's probably just old stuff?
Yeah, you know, that's a tough question. I don't have a good answer for you on that. Part of the temptation is to say, okay, should we call ourselves the Radio Fest? Should we call ourselves the Shortwave and Internet Media Delivery and Podcast and Local Broadcast and FM Relay Fest?
By the time you get through that name, the festival will be over.
Yeah, I mean, and that's part of the problem, because one of the challenges is that you've got media, you've got the material itself, and then you have the delivery platform. And these delivery platforms are what have fragmented and multiplied over the past few years. Your question, you know, does this cause people to decide, nah, this is not for me? Tough to say. I honestly don't have a good answer for that. Like I said, we're kind of lazy, and we just kept it the SWL Fest over the years, in part to recognize the heritage that we have. One of the things that we've started to do over the years is to, the past couple of years especially, is to inject into the information radio in all its forms, to show to people that, you know, yes, indeed, we're not just shortwave these days. I mean, and to that end, we have had scanning, HF scanning and VHF scanning as a component of the fest since its very early days. So to some extent, it's never been 100% shortwave related. I mean, gosh, this is what, year number 24. Probably since year two or three, there's been a specific forum about scanning, and that's not shortwave. Mm-hmm. And, in the classic HF portion of the RF spectrum. So, it's possible. We sit around and talk about, do we change its name? Do we not change its name? We think about it, then we decide, it's not worth worrying about. And, you know, it's to some extent, this has become obviously a big family reunion. So those that know about the fest come to the fest because they know what to expect. They occasionally will bring friends. A lot that we find out happens just via word of mouth. And our goal has never been to be big. Our goal has really always been to try to be true to those who have been participants in the fest for, you know, these 20 some years.
What are some of the regulars? Like, for example, in case somebody doesn't know, I mean, I know what it is, but let's say the shortwave shindig. How would you describe that session?
The shortwave shindig is something that is now probably close to a 10-year component of the fest, maybe something more. David Gorin is a public radio producer and a shortwave fan. He has produced a series of features and documentaries over the years for National Public Radio and other public media. And David is a radio craftsman. His interest is radio and how radio sounds and what radio is. And so David has always been interested in just the diversity of sounds that that shortwave has represented. So what David tends to do is go into his archives of all the audio he saved over the years from various programs and play that. He also mixes in quizzes about shortwave and interval signals. Occasionally we've had someone come in who's a fest regular who is a flautist, and he's gotten together with this flautist ahead of time, and the flautist has played the first few notes of an interval signal, and people guess which station it is. So it's stuff like that. It's a couple of the fest participants are harmonica players and guitar players, so we've got live performances, and it's just an interesting Friday evening into the early morning hours, kind of just a sit down and enjoy radio type of setting. It starts normally about 8:30 at night on the Friday and lasts until there's nobody left, pretty much. We tend to take that into the early morning hours. I think some years it's gone as late as 2:30 in the morning. And it's just the kind of thing where we just sit around and in a very reasonably unstructured sense, just chat about radio. It is certainly not the most crowded session because people are always together in their own, getting together for dinner or just conversation because they haven't seen each other for a year. But it's always just a fun time to sit around and listen to and talk about radio.
More than the greatest love the world has known, this is the love I give to you alone. More than the simple words I try to say, I only live to love you more each day. More than you'll ever know, my arms long to hold you so. My life will be in your keeping, waking, sleeping, laughing, weeping. Longer than always is a long, long time. But far beyond forever, you're gonna be mine. I know I never lived before, and my heart is very sure, no one else could love you more. So my life will be in your keeping, waking, sleeping, laughing and weeping. Longer than always is a long, long time. But far beyond forever, you'll be mine. I know I never lived before, and my heart is very sure, no one else could love you more. No one else could love you more.
The wonderful Frank Sinatra and more. Before that, I was speaking with Richard Cuff, one of the organizers, along with John Figliozzi of the SWL Winterfest. That's the Shortwave Listeners Fest, this year taking place in Plymouth Meeting. Love that name, Plymouth Meeting, Pennsylvania. And you can find out more about the festival by going to www.swlfest.com. That's swlfest.com. If you didn't have time to write that down, don't worry. Just look for the link for this show on the homepage of PCJ, and we will have a link to that website. On March the 4th, I'll be taking part in David Garand's Shortwave Shindig, which is an absolutely fantastic forum. He talks about all kinds of aspects of radio and all kinds of weird and wonderful, strange things. Of course, that's why I'm there. And I'll be there at 8:30. And of course, many of you will not be able to see the video conference. because we are doing it by video conference. But don't worry, I will be uploading the video at pcjmedia.com, and you'll be able to see everything that and hear everything and see everything that was going on. So I'll keep you posted when that will be online. One of the things that David does, of course, during the shortwave shindig is run all kinds of interesting and fascinating radio clips, and we have a batch of them right now for you. A batch of radio clips from the Happy Station Show and PCJ going back to the 1930s. So sit back and enjoy.
This is station PCJ in Holland.
Atención Radio Intis de Habla Española. Aquí la emisora en onda corta PCJ de la Casa Philips Radio en la longitud de onda de 31 metros y 28 centímetros.
Dit is een opname uit het programma op 4 november, dit avond om 10 minuten voor 9, uitgezonden op een golflengte van 16,88 meter.
This is station PCJ in Holland. Ladies and gentlemen, we continue our program.
Ladies and gentlemen, friends and listeners across the Atlantic Ocean, and good evening, everybody. How do you do? This is station PCJ of Philips Radio, broadcasting on 31.28 meters, our weekly Friday program, which only lasts for 60 minutes.
I like a nice cup of tea in the morning. For to start the day, you see. And at 11:30, well, my idea of heaven is a nice cup of tea. I like a nice cup of tea with my dinner. And a nice cup of tea with my tea.
Ici le poste émetteur PCJ en Hollande, le poste joyeux comme toujours. La propriété de la maison Radio Philips à Hilversum-Hollande. Émission pour l'Amérique centrale et l'Amérique du Sud.
This is the happy station, calling everyone of every nation. Everyone was in the fun, we've got the blues run on the run. Every Sunday at this time, we're feeling good, we're feeling fine. Come join the chorus, sing and tap it. Get the
is the son of PCJJ.
This is PCJ Radio. on shortwave, AM, FM, and the Internet. This is PCJ. Yeah! It's now time for the Happy Station Show, produced and presented by Keith Perrone.
Your station of smiles across the miles, spreading happiness all can share. Whether your transmission is HM or B, you're welcome to the world's largest happy family. So hello everyone, hello everywhere, from Alaska to Mexico. Come and join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station Family Show. Station show, calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's your station of smiles across the miles, spreading happiness all can share. Whether your transmission is HM or B, you're welcome to the world's largest happy family. So hello everyone, hello everywhere, from Alaska to
Mexico.
Come and join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station, Happy Station, Happy Station Family Show. The Sunday Happy Station Show.
And that was just a batch of clips from the Happy Station Show and PCJ going back to the 1930s. This is, of course, the original PCJ, not the one currently that we have. And we ended, of course, with the Happy Station song by Tom Mayer, a song that we get a number of requests for. Anyway, you're listening to the Happy Station Show from PCJ Radio. If you wish to get in touch with us, our email address is pcjmedia@gmail.com. That's pcjmedia@gmail.com. And I do invite you to check out the latest edition of Media Network Plus, which is actually now just available at the website. It's already had its first transmission, and all the programs, of course, are uploaded after the first transmission. So check it out. Just go to the Media Network Plus page at PCJ Media. Mm-hmm. Okay. Let me see. What do we have next? Oh, yes. A suggestion from a listener not too long ago was that we should do something on James Bond music. Actually, it's not a bad idea. I believe that they've actually started working on the next film. There was some talk that they stopped it because there was some financial problems with MGM or something like that, and they halted it. But apparently the money has come back. Good for them. And they're in the middle of working on the next one. So it'll be interesting to see what the next film is. I've actually seen every one, and a number of them I've seen more than 5 times. Big James Bond fan. It's a lot of fun. And speaking of James Bond stuff, listen, like I said, to the next edition of Media Network Plus, which is now already available at our website. There's a fun little piece in there that I think odd couch potato James Bond fans would definitely enjoy, Miss Moneypenny. Yes, yes. Okay. Speaking of James Bond, here's Goldeneye, Tina Turner, on the International Happy Station. Thank you.
reflections on the water, more than darkness in the depths. See him surface in every shadow. On the wind, I feel his breath. Golden eye, I found his weakness.
Tina Turner and the theme song to GoldenEye. There is one thing, actually, that I forgot to mention a moment ago. PCJ just announced something, and I'm not going to tell you what it is right now. If you want to find out what it is, oh boy, I'm repeating myself today. I should take my medication. go to the PCJ Media website, and in the latest news section, you will see something that says press release. Click on that, and you'll find out all what it's about. The next thing is, for some time now, I've been promising to bring you another story. A story that was recorded many years ago by a well-known Canadian announcer of a series of Canadian short stories that he recorded for Radio Canada International in the 1970s. We brought one last year? No, year before that, in 2009. And I keep saying that we're going to bring it. Well, we're definitely going to do that next week. And the reason why it's been put off so long, that's an understatement, is because there just hasn't been time on the show, because it's rather long. It's about 20 minutes or so. And a lot of people enjoyed the first one about Tiki Tiki Tembo, which is a fun little story. This one is about a loon. No, it's not my biography. About a loon, a bird. You know, in Canada, they have a coin called the Loonie, which is a $1 coin. What a funny name for a money. I don't know if I should feel embarrassed about that, being Canadian or what. Anyway, so we're going to bring that story on next week's program. But first, let's take a listen to the overture from Figaro by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, but performed by the Waldo de los Ríos Orchestra.
Thank you.
Valdo de los Rios and his orchestra with the overture to Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart's Figaro. You know, I sometimes wonder if, you know, composers like Mozart, Beethoven, Brahms, etc., were to come back today and hear these quasi-pop arrangements of their compositions, what they would think. Would they turn over in their grave? Well, that would be a little bit difficult because they already are in their grave, but they would have a head start, yes. I remember many, many, many years ago, I was asked to sit in on a classical music program for a couple of weeks, and even though I love classical music, I don't know too much about it. And I introduced the show by saying, hello and welcome to blah, 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 the show about decomposing composers. I found that funny. The listeners thought it was funny, but the management didn't. I still think it's funny. All right, we still have time for one more piece of music, and we're going to take a listen to two actresses who are also well-known on the Broadway stage. They are Angela Lansbury and Bea Arthur from the soundtrack to the original cast recording of Mame with Bosom Buddies here on the International Happy Station.
Always be bosom buddies, friends, sisters, and pals. We'll always be bosom buddies. If life should reject you, there's me to protect you. If I say that your tongue is vicious, if I call you uncouth, it's simply that. Who else but a bosom buddy? Now and again I'm aware that my candid opinion may sting,
though often my frank observation might scald. I've been meaning to tell you for years, you should keep your hair natural like mine.
If I kept my hair natural like yours, I'd be bald. But darling, we'll always be dear companions, my crony,
my mate.
We'll always be harmonizing, Orphan Annie and Sandy, like Amos and Andy. If I say that your sense of style's as far off as your youth, it's simply that. Who else but a bosom buddy will tell you the whole stinking truth?
Each time that a critic has written, your voice is the voice of a frog. Straight to your side to defend you, I rush. You know that I'm there every time that the world makes an unkind remark. When they say Vera Charles is the world's greatest lush, it hurts me.
And if I say your fangs are showing, mane pull in your claws, it's simply that. Who else but a bosom buddy will notice the obvious flaws?
I feel it's my duty to tell you, it's time to adjust to your age. You try to be Peg of My Heart when you're Lady Macbeth. Exactly how old are you, Vera? The truth.
How old do you think?
Oh, I'd say somewhere in between 40 and death.
But sweet, always be Alice Toklas if you'll be Gertrude Stein. And though I'll admit I've dished you, I've gossiped and gloated, but I'm so devoted.
And if I say that sex and guts made you into a star, it's simply that. Who else but a bosom buddy will tell you?
For loyalty, love, and forsooth, remember that. Who
The incredible Bea Arthur and Angela Lansbury from the original cast recording of MAME with Bosom Buddies. And with that, we've come to the end of this edition of the program. If you wish to get in touch with us, our email address is pcjmedia@gmail.com. That's pcjmedia@gmail.com. If you wish to contact us via snail mail, it's a bit complicated, you know, going to the post office, getting a stamp, having an angry postal worker looking at you saying, "What do you want now, buddy?" Oh, really? But no, you can still do it that way. Our postal address is PCJ Attention, Happy Station, 8th floor, number 47, that's number 47, Lane, L-A-N-E, 31, Lane 31, Section 1, S-E-C-T-I-O-N, San Min Road, that's S-A-N like Norman, M like Mother, Min Road, M-I-N Road, Banqiao, B-A-N-C-I-A-O, Taipei, Taiwan, R-O-C, which stands for Republic of China, not to confuse with the People's Republic of China. They're two different places. And the zip code is 22070. Yes. The moment ago, I just made a little comment about postal workers. And I have to tell you, I personally find, no offense to anybody out there who is a postal worker, but I find postal workers the world over the same. And I can give you a funny example. At the local post office where we send out everything, I went there not long ago for something, and I was explaining it to them, and they just looked at me. And I said, "What language am I speaking?" And I said, "I'm speaking Chinese. They should understand." And they're like, yes. And they were just so slow. It wasn't until I raised my voice a little, which I rarely do, that they finally took me seriously. But I think civil servants the world over, listen, be nice, be kind, don't be rude. Just because you have a job for life doesn't mean that you can slack, you know. All right, that's all I need to say on that one. Am I a fan of unions? No, certainly not. All right. That's it. That's all we have time for. So on behalf of our technician, Kevin Lee, our production assistant, Johan Backer, this is Keith Perron all the way in rainy and cold and very glug right now, Taiwan, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara. Very much appreciate your comments and questions about our programming here at PCJ Radio. You can contact us via email at pcjradio@gmail.com. Once again, that's pcjmedia@gmail.com. We also invite you to visit our website, www.pcjmedia.com, and listen to all our programs. You can either download them from the website directly or subscribe to all our programs in iTunes at www.pcjmedia.com. And while you're at our website, do take part in the Happy Station Show Friendship Sponsorship Program. There are three levels: silver for $1, gold for $5, and platinum for $10. The selection is yours. This is PCJ Radio.